maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Mabuhay. Today I'll be talking sports with David Menton and discussing his role he played with the Aussie Rules Football, or better known as AFL. Welcome to SBS Filipino, David.
How are you?
Thanks for sort of organising this indoors classroom thing for this interview.
No, it's all right, mate. Yeah, better to be inside than outside at the moment.
All right, let's get into it. Where in the Philippines is your Filipino heritage located, and which side of the book or tree is Filipino?
So my mum's Filipino and my dad's Australian. My mum's family are from Sampaloc in Manila, and my lolo and lola are from Batangas.
Oh, nice. So I'm here, to talk about AFL. Tell us what you did with the sport. Where were you based, and what do you do now?
So I had two roles with the AFL. I was a multicultural casual development officer. I started off doing that. Then I went off into high school teaching. I came back to Sydney and was the multicultural programs coordinator for New South Wales with the AFL. And now I'm back into the New South Wales Department of Education teaching again. So, yeah.
What did you do with AFL? It's quite unique, Filipino in AFL. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, there isn't too many Filipinos out there in AFL, but it is a growing market for the AFL and things like that. But what I did primarily was we were trying to engage new communities into the game of AFL as a way of assimilating into Australian culture using sport as one. So we had two major initiatives when I was with my time with the AFL as multicultural programs coordinator, one being the ISE Cup. So it's a school-based initiative run in intensive English centres in schools. And we brought teams from around Sydney together to play that. And my other big initiative was the Bashahuli Cup. So Bashahuli is an Islamic player who plays for Richmond Tigers, and they wanted to bring in new Islamic players into AFL. So we would go around to some of the Islamic schools here in Sydney and try and bring them together. And from that day, they actually attended the Bashahuli Academy. So I ran the first one here in New South Wales, and my mates at the GWS Giants have taken that off and they're killing it now. So it's growing bigger and better. But, we also try to engage different communities like the Filipino community, the Burmese community, the Sudanese community, and things like that as well.
And the reason for that was to was it participation? What was the target for the AFL?
I think with the GWS Giants coming into Greater Western Sydney, so that's where we were primarily based, was to grow the game into a new market. Obviously, Western Sydney is predominantly known as a rugby league town, especially 5 years ago when I was with the AFL. But, with the growth of the Giants and just bringing in a new game and things like that out there, was to grow the game into a new market and really just to give people exposure to a game. And, I guess AFL being a little bit different to rugby league, it is nationwide, whereas rugby league is more of your eastern states kind of a game. So, yeah.
Okay, we can't tell, but what are you, 6'2", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'4". Yeah, 6'4".
And you don't see many Filipinos that tall. So, in your opinion, what are the best athletic qualities Filipino possess?
In the game of AFL, I think stature is probably really beneficial to players. Being closer to the ground, I know I am a bit of obsolete being 6'4", but, everyone wants to be a point guard, I guess, at Filipino and play closer to the ground. And that's actually really beneficial to AFL, being closer to the ground, and especially in your midfield and wing positions, you can really pick up the ball, pick up the scraps, I guess is what they like to say, get a quick kick away and things like that. Also, I think speed and agility is something that's really important. You see, Filipinos like to play basketball, and AFL is very close to basketball, with all the movement and the 360-degree kind of transition in defence and offence as well.
That's incredible. incredible. The AFL has plans of growing the sport internationally, with Africa and Asia clearly in their plans, with money being invested in China and in Philippines. What are your thoughts about Philippines adopting the sport of AFL?
I think it's great. I think if you limit yourself, I think it's a negative on you. I know the AFL are trying things with the Pinoy community, with things like getting them. I think they were involved in the multicultural activations out at the GWS game during multicultural round, a halftime Oz kick. And I know there's a big push for them to now have them more involved in the AFL Nines competition, which is another initiative AFL is running. I don't think many people actually know that there is AFL in Philippines. They have the Filipino Eagles or the Philippine Eagles. It is majorly made up of expats over there in the Philippines, and I know the actual goal of it is to have a team one day made up of 100% Filipino people. So, it is taking off very, very slowly, but, you've got to start somewhere.
On that note, have you faced any challenges being a Filipino in this particular sport or in the workplace, and what are they?
I'm actually the opposite. I think being Filipino has actually been a benefit to me. I know walking into Islamic schools to try and ask them to play AFL, if I was of a different kind of a race or a different religion or something like that, it might have been a bit more hesitant to take me in and actually hear me out to try and grow the game. So I've never experienced in the workplace any discrimination being based on Filipino. In fact, most people love Filipinos because we're normally warm and friendly and welcoming. So everyone's normally pretty nice with me.
How important is sport to communities and not just by the identity of race?
I think sport is a fantastic way to bring people into a community. I know growing up in Bankstown, there's only one team you could support. I know I worked for the AFL, but growing up in Bankstown, you could only go for the Bulldogs. And, I guess when people put on their team colours, you don't see race, you don't see colour, all you see is your fellow supporter. And I really do think that sport can break down barriers and really bring people together. Sure, with the Sharks, you would have seen that. How many more Shark supporters came out last year as opposed to years before that?
That's very true, and I completely agree. Did you play any sport yourself when you were younger, and what level did you sort of achieve?
Yeah, growing up, I probably wasn't allowed to play sport. My mum didn't think it was – she didn't want anyone hurting a baby boy, I guess is what my cousins used to say. So growing up, I really wasn't really into – I always watched sport, but I wasn't really allowed to play. I played a little bit of cricket about 7 years just for the local club growing up, non-contact sport. But, once I hit 17, 18, 19, my love for sport continued, and I ended up playing a little bit of gridiron out at Sutherland for the Sutherland Seahawks, played 2 years out there with them, and then did some judo, so made it to – we're on the verge of competitions there with judo, and then obviously, all Pinoy love basketball, so, you pick up games of basketball and things like that.
Well, look, now, David, I have to ask the following questions to all my guests. Can you sing the national anthem?
Oh, wow.
If you can, please, so.
Jeez, how's it go? Can you start me off?
No, that's great, man. You're the second person that's actually had a go. Okay, more importantly, what advice would you give to any Pinoy to inspire them to pursue a professional sporting career?
I guess I've been lucky with my teaching career. I've seen and I've taught kids that have actually gone on and now are professional athletes. I taught two girls who are playing the WBBL, a couple boys who are in the under-20s team for Parramatta, and one boy who's over at the Penrith Panthers in the under-20s team as well. And I guess, besides having natural talent, it's a drive and determination. It's doing the extras and working hard, but not being afraid to fail and being coachable, I think is something that is really important. Being able to take criticism and use that criticism to make yourself better. I'd say those kinds of aspects, dedication and coachability.
That's great advice. Three persons, past or present, you would like to have dinner with?
Oh, geez. I'd like to, I guess my Lolo, he passed away, so I'd always like to have him back. Being Pinoy family is very important to us. Selfishly, Muhammad Ali. I'd love to have dinner with Muhammad Ali. And on that kind of note, Nelson Mandela as well. So
very deep. That's a very deep dinner conversation.
I just think they'd enjoy having a chat with my Lolo, to be honest.
No Filipino dinner has Filipino dish. So what would you serve?
Oh, geez. Well, you got to start off with the staples, right? Chicken adobo, kanin. I'm going to have it. Pancit. What else can I have in there? Lechon, and there's always chicharron on the table. A couple of San Miguel's don't go bad either.
That's, I'm glad that you said that. Oh, what's your favorite Filipino word?
Salamat po.
Great. What's your go-to karaoke song?
It's got to be Walking in Memphis.
Was it, did you want to sing a song?
Oh, is that the question? I don't know. People say I can sing. I don't think I can.
Most Filipinos can. I can't.
That's why
I chose sport.
Oh, no. All right, I'll give it a go. Put on my blue suede shoes as I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. Oh, that's it.
That's awesome, man. That's great. Just like your position in AFL, you're one of a kind. Manaming salama, David. We look forward to hearing your future endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.